And finally, I want to address the 12th Imam of the Shiites, Hazrat Mahdi. We tell him that we are doing what we have to do, what we are obliged to do, and we have said what we have had to say. I have my own life. I have a handicapped body.
اندک آبرویی هم دارم
که
خود شما به ما دادید.
A little good name.
همه اینها رو من کف دست گرفتم.
That I owe that to you. I put this all on the line, and I'm ready to sacrifice all I have for the cause of this revolution and this establishment. I'm offering it all to you.
دعا کن برای ما.
We want you. We beseech you to pray for us. Everything in this country, the revolution belongs to you. This establishment is yours. You are our supporter. We'll continue the path with force, with full force. We ask you to support us with your prayers all along the way.
إذا جاء نصر الله والفتح ورأيت الناس يدخلون في دين الله أفواجا فسبح بحمد ربك واستغفره إنه كان توابا.
People are chanting the slogan that they are ready to give their life on the cause of their leader.
السلام عليك يا روح الله أيها العبد الصالح المطيع لله ولرسوله وللأئمة المعصومين عليهم السلام.
Well, that was Iran's supreme leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, with a very heartfelt, sensitive, yet stern, making a lot of valid points at Tehran University, at the auditorium of which shots you're seeing right now there. And there you have the supreme leader. He just finished his speech, a very highly anticipated speech in which a lot of issues were addressed, not only regarding the elections, but regarding the Islamic Republic and beyond. The Islamic leader said that Iran's June 12 presidential election was a great display of democracy, and added that it was natural to believe in different candidates. He called for unity. Khamenei also said there was a collective commitment amongst the Iranian people, in which the June 12 elections showed a great sense of responsibility. He went on further to say the elections was a political earthquake refreshing the Islamic Republic, and he added that the polls showed that the Islamic democracy, which the Iranian people showed the world, was the framework of which it will never be shattered, and that was indeed the sentiments behind the people, including the candidates, that will never create divisions because they truly remain faithful to the Islamic Republic.